Doug Meffley's on a phone line from Honor Flight Chicago to tell us a little bit more about this organization. Hey, Doug, it's John. You're on the air. How are you?
I'm doing great, John. Thanks for having me.
What's your connection with Honor Flight?
So I'm one of the co-directors here at Honor Flight Chicago. We had a founder and a co-founder and CEO, Mary Pettinato, who built this from the ground up in 2008. She stepped away in November, and myself and Edna Ho are now leading the ship.
She has big shoes for you to fill. She was energetic. She was enthusiastic. She really got the job done, didn't she?
She really did. That's why it's taken two of us to kind of step into her place.
I've only heard good things about you from a friend of mine who's a Vietnam vet and is himself going to finally be able to make the Honor Flight to Washington, D.C. But just tell me about what you all do generally first. What's an Honor Flight?
Absolutely. So Honor Flight Chicago was founded with the mission to take our World War II heroes to their brand-new memorial in Washington, D.C., which took 60 years to build, and by the time it was built, so many of them weren't able to get there on their own. And they didn't hear the words thank you when they came home. So this trip was built around saying thank you for their service so that they could visit their memorial. And the impact that we saw that it had on these World War II veterans was so profound that we quickly expanded it to include our Korean War veterans. And now this year, we're able to expand it to include our Vietnam War veterans as well. And we're so excited to be able to do that.
I understand why, given the age of the individuals, you should start with World War II and work your way down. But I'm a little surprised to hear you say the World War II veterans felt that something like this was necessary. Surely their experience was different than the Vietnam veterans and maybe even the Korean guys.
You're exactly right. So when World War II came back, it was business as usual. Many of them came home, went to their beds, and got up and went to work the next day. There wasn't a lot of fanfare with them, which, when you compare it to what the Vietnam veterans went through and what we hear from our Vietnam veterans and just the animosity that they faced upon return, not being able to wear their uniforms in public. We had one veteran who went on our flight in June who talked about the very first person he saw getting off the plane at O'Hare told him to go right to the bathroom and change into your civvies. There are people waiting for you in the terminal. And that's what he did. So it was a totally different type of experience coming home from them. And it's a day not only for the Vietnam vets to say thank you, but for them to say welcome home.
So while it might not have been the celebration that I thought it would have been for World War II vets, they were welcomed back, but then they had a job to do. They've got to go back to work and support their families. Vietnam veterans obviously had a much different experience. Not only did they need to try and find work, but they were almost discriminated against. People didn't like them.
That's correct. That's absolutely correct. And that's what we're attempting to correct here with this trip and the experience that we give them of taking them to their memorial, and it brings back memories for them that aren't the most positive, but to do so within the context of a trip that's built around love and thanks and inspiration, it makes a big difference. And we've only had two flights now with Vietnam veterans included on them, but just what we're hearing back has been life-changing for them, and we can't wait to keep going with it.
What is it like? What do? They get to O'Hare early in the morning or midway early in the morning, right?
Exactly. So it's a very early day. We have them there at 4 a.m. And then when the plane takes off, and then Southwest and Midway have been amazing partners for us, we head to Washington, D.C. We see five of their memorials along the way throughout the day in D.C. And then on the flight home, it's a one-day trip. They're back here in Chicago before 9 p.m. But throughout the day, there are surprises and ceremonies and just different little things to show them how much they're appreciated.
Yeah. And they don't get to do a thing. I mean, my friend was telling me, I said, well, I'll walk over there. And they say, no, sir, we have a chair. We're going to push you. He says, I can walk. They says, it'd be nicer if we pushed you. Let us extend that courtesy to you. And he said, okay. And off he went, you know.
That's exactly right. We have some veterans who insist on walking, and if they insist on walking, well, it's their day.
Yeah, yeah.
So they're welcome too. But we try to take care of every need they could possibly have, so they have no worries at all on this trip.
We're talking about Honor Flight Chicago. Are there Honor Flights like this throughout the country? Do they have Honor Flight Cincinnati?
They do. So there are 130 different hubs around the country that are all kind of under the umbrella of Honor Flight Network. So every hub does things a little bit differently. Some hubs take multi-day trips. Our trip is a one-day trip. But it's all built around the same thing of saying thank you to our veterans. We're really proud at Honor Flight Chicago to be the biggest hub in the country. We've flown the most veterans. We've now honored over 8,400 veterans from World War II, the Korean War, and the Vietnam War. And we're going to keep going as our wait list continues to grow. We have over 2,400 Vietnam veterans on our wait list right now. Wow. Waiting for their day of honor.
Wow. Is there an expense to them or their families?
There is not. So it is a completely free trip for our veterans. We do have family guardians that sometimes are able to travel along with our veterans. And there's a slight cost to them, but it is a completely free day for our veterans.
Yeah. Friend, so I was telling the story about this Korean vet, and his wife cuts hair, and we were all in the shop. And then another woman who just happened to be a customer said that her sister works for one of the airlines, and her job is to travel on the honor flights. So she's always interacting with these guys and just has such heartwarming stories to tell. And I was also glad to hear that the airlines are sort of contributing to this, too.
Yeah, they have been great, Southwest in particular. Every time we get on one of our flights and we charter with them, the pilots are always veterans themselves. We have a lot of veterans among the flight attendants, and they have stories and the camaraderie that they share with the veterans. It just adds another special layer to the day.
So then you just started, you've taken two groups of Vietnam vets, is that correct?
So we call it kind of our three-generation flight. We still have World War II and Korean War veterans, and as soon as we get applications from them because of age, we put them on the next available flight. But we've just begun with our Vietnam veterans, and June was our first that had all three generations on it.
Particularly since the Vietnam veterans aren't getting any younger, and some of them are yet suffering from Agent Orange or some of the ill effects of that war, and so they're not having the normal lifespan that a person in their age group would otherwise have.
That's exactly right. We, despite the younger age, we still see some of the health challenges that we see among our World War II veteran population. And so in that way, we're kind of built to be able to take them on these trips because we have that experience with our older demographic that needs a wheelchair, maybe needs assistance to their seat, and we can take care of that, and we're proud to take care of that.
So then they land in D.C., you get on a bus, you go to where the monuments are. Do the Korean guys go there and the World War II guys go there and the Vietnam guys go there?
So we travel as a group, and all of our veterans visit all of the memorials. And there's a brotherhood among all of them.
Yeah.
We have a special ceremony at the World War II Memorial that honors all of our veterans from all of our wars that are with us, and especially those who of their comrades who didn't come home. And it's special because there are a lot of father-son combinations where the fathers fought in World War II and the sons fought in Vietnam. And so visiting the World War II Memorial has a special significance for them as well.
Doug Meffley's on the line. He's one of the people that runs Honor Flight Chicago, where they do this, where they take veterans and they give them sort of a grand thank you from America, although the experience would be different for all of them. You alluded to one of the stories from a Vietnam guy. Can you share another one with us or tell me what some of the Vietnam vets tell you all?
Absolutely. So on our last flight, we had a combat medic by the name of Bob Misevich, who earned 3 Bronze Stars during his service, just a decorated hero. And he came to the wall with a specific mission. There were 3 soldiers that he had treated in the field that he didn't know what had happened to them. And so he went and looked on the wall, and unfortunately, he found all 3 of their names on the wall. And instead of it being a sad situation for him and realizing that those soldiers he treated didn't make it, he said that it was 52 years he'd been waiting for this closure, and he finally got it. And the fact that he got it surrounded by his fellow veterans and by all of our volunteers who were just showering them all in love made him so proud of his service and what he did. And it's not an atypical story from our first couple of flights.
Such a simple lesson, isn't it? Just be nice to people, tell them you love them, shower them with affection, and pat them on the back for a job well done, even when it was a job nobody wanted to do. Just do that, and it works, I'm guessing.
It works. It works. We had another veteran who was on our flight a couple of weeks ago. He talked about if he and as a Vietnam veteran and his brethren had received 1/1000th of the treatment that they got on their honor flight. He believes that the mental illness and the homelessness and all of the issues that population, that it wouldn't be there. And we firmly believe that as well.
Yeah. What can we do to help you guys, Doug?
Well, first and foremost, we want to thank all the veterans that we possibly can. So if you have a Vietnam veteran in your life, Korean War veteran, World War II veteran, send them to honorflightchicago.org or go there yourself. You can get an application and give it to them. We would love to fly them for sure. And then we're always looking for volunteers. We have an exceptional volunteer corps, almost 1,000 active volunteers between here in Chicago and Washington, D.C., who help us out. We're always looking for more volunteers to honor these heroes as well. And then funding, it takes a lot of money to send these heroes to Washington, D.C., and we fly as often as we're able to, and so any connections that we can get there is always appreciated.
Lots of texts, by the way. John, Honor Flight is amazing. One of my best memories as the daughter of a vet. My dad was so touched by the trip. My husband went with him. My dad passed on 8 months later. And I'm sure you hear stories like that, too, where it's sort of a nice punctuation point at the end of a life of service, right?
It is. It's most often cited as the best day of their life outside of their wedding or the birth of their children. And so often, once a veteran passes, we get calls from the family who want to thank everyone connected because that's all the veteran has been talking about since his trip.
Well, there's a buddy of mine named Jim Zwick. Do you know Jim?
I know Jim.
You can't not know Jim if you've ever met Jim. And Jim Zwick, for those of you who don't know his story, I've told it many times, I won't hear, but just Google Mary Schmeek, the famous Pulitzer Prize-winning columnist for the Tribune, Schmeek, S-C-H-M-I-C-H, Mary Schmeek. And Jim Zwick, she's written a couple of times about him, but the first article she wrote about him was one of the 10 articles that she turned in for her application for the Pulitzer Prize, and she won it. And I think Jim thinks that he won it, too. But because it's such a profound story told so very well about this man's service, both in combat and afterwards. He's lived a life of that. Jim is in ill health right now, and he's struggling. And he's going to be on one of your planes now. And I'm so happy for him. Right after the 1st of August, he's going to be flying out with you guys. I think that's going to be the merriest, loudest, raucousest a flight that you've had in a long time, because he's a great spirit, isn't he?
He really is. We cannot wait to have him on our plane.
His name is Jim Zwick, and of course, all of them deserve. So my best to Jim and them, and you too. If we can help you down the road, Doug, you know how to reach us. Let's talk about it more on the radio.
We do. Thank you so much, John.
Doug Mefley is with Honor Flight Chicago.